everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And later in the show, we're going to be catching up with Thomas Feeney, as we'll be doing a big fixture preview for some of this weekend's big fixtures. We're also going to be joined as well by the managers at Buxton, Radcliffe, Matlock and Ashton United. But before all of that, let's welcome back a dear old friend to the show now. It's T-Got James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm all good. Right, let's get into it then and look back at last weekend's results in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. And obviously, FC United and Scarborough weren't in league action on Saturday, neither were Witten Albion. So there was opportunities for some teams to stretch their legs when it comes to the title race, but also when it comes to the relegation places. Let's start off talking about Buxton. Buxton had a brilliant Saturday afternoon, beating Bamber Bridge by 4-0. At the same time, Stafford Rangers drew 1-1 with South Shields. South Shields there coming back in the second half with that equaliser from Nathan Lowe, but dropping 2 points, South Shields. Whilst Matlock beat Gainsborough Trinity at the North Home. Congratulations to Gainsborough for an incredible home record. But Matlock there with those 3 points. But James, let's start off talking about Buxton and that 4-0 win over Bamber Bridge. An impressive performance from the Derbyshire side there, James, in Lancashire.
Yeah, indeed. So, I mean, obviously, Bamber haven't been on the best form recently, and Buxton caught them at the right time to be able to jump back into the lead. This is the firepower we've been waiting for Buxton to get back into. They've got the three main strikers plus Jason Gilchrist back scoring. They are the top goal scorers in the league at the moment. I wouldn't be surprised if they get another 20 goals for the remaining 8 games they've got left to play. South Shields, they went to a tough Stafford Rangers, who've gone 12 unbeaten themselves now. Is it too wrong to say Stafford Rangers are completely out of the playoff race at the moment?
No, I don't think they are. They're 5 points from the playoffs. You know, we've got they've got 9 games left of the season. I don't think it's beyond all realms of possibility, especially given the form they're in. But just to finish off Buxton, that result didn't see them go top spot. That happened on Tuesday. They beat Witten Albion by 3-1 at Silverlands. So Buxton now 2 points clear up at the top. South Shields do have a game in hand. Matlock are in third. They're 3 points off top spot. They too have a game in hand. I'll come back to Matlock in a second. It's been a good run that Buxton find themselves on at the moment. James quite rightly pointing out the scoring goals as well. Let's judge the mood now at Silverlands. Let's welcome back to the show the manager at Buxton. Here's Steve Cunningham. Well, Steve, a big thank you for joining us. And it's been a very good week for Buxton. You know, 2 victories, 7 goals scored, only 1 conceded. How's the week been?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, as you can imagine, we're in a good place at the moment that we've worked really hard to try and get back to from the period that we had in sort of December, early January. And the results of late have gone in our favour, but we have to make sure that we do the right things and take care of our own results. Because, you know, a lot of people are just talking about South Shields, Matlock and say Buxton. Well, then you've got the likes of Scarborough, Warrington, Whitby, FC, Stafford. They're all on the coattails of everybody. And it just shows the strength of the league and the quality of the league. So, yeah, it's been a great week, one we can enjoy. But look, we've put ourselves in a great position to still compete for a league title. But we certainly haven't won that yet. So we certainly won't be getting too carried away.
And it's like just from there, I mean, it is an incredible turnaround, really, because it was only a couple of months ago in our review show we were basically surmising, you know, it's turnaround to Matlock. It's tough to be able to do that, but here we are in the running now. People are producing graphics with fixtures left of the season, so we are officially into the running. So what's the mood in the camp like? Is it possible, do you think, to keep that momentum going that you've built for yourselves now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously, you know me from my previous, I've been in these waters before with Colne, and you know, for 3 years running was in playoff contention. So I know what it feels like. I know what it takes. I know the feeling of how good it feels when you get there and the disappointment when you don't. So when we went through our sticky patch, we always said every team has one. And as long as you've got the belief and you stick to your principles, and there were performances there that still shown that we were one of the better teams in the division. The results just didn't go our way. We didn't change too much. We made sure that we stayed focused. We obviously added Sean Newton to the ranks, which came in and really did give us a boost in terms of leadership and experience. And, you know, it's no secret since he's come in, I think we could have had, what is it, 2 goals against in our last 7 games. So those little moments of Sean coming in, sticking together, just addressing what had been going wrong, and just sticking to the task, and then let everybody else worry about their own performance and results, and just, you know, just sticking to what we're good at. And like I say, we haven't got too much above our station. We've been going about our business quite quietly, just producing results. And of late, the performances have been, you know, really high-end level for our supporters who pay good money to come and watch, and also the neutrals. But if we don't maintain that, it'll all be for nothing. So, yeah, we heads down, you know, and just keep motoring on.
And the last time we spoke, it was just over a month ago, I think, and we were talking about, you know, at that point, Diego was on the bench, and you said, oh, he's a few weeks off yet, fully starting. But, well, he's started now, hasn't he?
He certainly has, yeah.
I mean, that's quite ominous for everyone else, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a quality striker on his day. The league know that. He's got a previous form for being one of the top goal scorers in this division. And he's come back in and scored, is it 3-2 now in his last 2 starts? But what was really impressive was, you know, we've got Diego, but we've won a lot of games of late without him and scored a lot of goals without him. So you look at the contributions from Jamie Ward, you know, Jason Gilchrist, who was on the bench at Bamber Bridge, come off onto the pitch and scored. So when you've got your firepower like that, and then you're bringing on people like Ash Chambers, it gives you a real confidence that, look, if it's not going quite your way, or say Diego's not scoring, somebody else can chip in. And that's what we've got in abundance at the moment. That's why our goal difference is quite impressive. We're keeping them out at one end and putting them away at the other. So, yeah, as a collective, we've got real good attacking options. And coming into form at the right time, and then coinciding with the introduction of Diego back in your front line and scoring goals, it's, you know, it does give you a confidence. But again, without arrogance, it just means that we know we're capable of putting points on the board.
And let's talk about this weekend. I think this gets said at least 15 times now on every show. There are no easy games in this league. Radcliffe need a couple of more wins, I think, just to become comfortable. They're a tough side, aren't they? I mean, this is a tough game this weekend at home to Radcliffe.
Yeah, very tough. And I know the guys there really well. And, you know, what you've got to look at is we went and played Bamber Bridge. You were 8th there, struggling a little bit at the moment last Saturday. But then everyone had us down as a home banker against Witton Albion. But the 3-1 did flatter us a little bit. First half, we were tremendous. We played some impressive football. But second half, they were down to 10 men. And they were the better team for 35 minutes. So, you know, there's no guarantee. And a team like Radcliffe, who do need those results, they've also got the, you know, I think if he scores, he's the top goal scorer in the league in Bobby Grant, who's the gaffer. So, you know, you're looking, though, it's a tough game. And on paper, form tells you, you know, we've got a great chance of 3 points, but that just goes right out the window once that whistle goes. And as long as we apply ourselves and we perform to a level that we know we can, then, you know, results do take care of themselves in this division. But we're expecting a tough game. You know, we're hoping our fans will come out and support us and get really behind us now, because we are getting close. And again, it's just make sure we do the right things.
Steve Cunningham there, manager of Buxton, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. So a good set of results there for Buxton this past week. Matlock following up that win at Gainsborough with a 1-1 draw on Tuesday night. That sees them in touch with Buxton up at the top, sitting in third, 3 points behind. The goal difference is better in Buxton's favour, but it feels like, James, that this past couple of weeks or so, Paul Phillips has done a good job of just settling things, you know, getting the late equaliser with 10 men against FC United, beating Gainsborough Trinity, drawing with Ashton, who've been in good form recently. I mean, it's not been bad for Matlock, considering.
Yeah, they're starting to recover from that little bit of a blip they had. They've got to find 10 goals somewhere, just in case it goes to the bank holiday fixtures. Obviously, where they play Buxton. Great mention there to Ashton at the moment. What a great result that was for him there. 4 games unbeaten now.
Very good form Ashton are on at the moment. I mean, we'll come back to Ashton in a second, but just to finish off, talk about Matlock. You mentioned, you know, that Buxton game on the bank holiday Monday in April. It's a tough couple of games to finish the season. Buxton away, the last game is Warrington at home. But if anyone for BBC Radio Derbyshire is listening, they need to cover that Buxton game, don't they? Surely. someone's got to get themselves down to Silverlands. But anyway, it's only huge if Matlock continues their unbeaten run. Let's judge the mood now at Causeway Lane, and let's welcome back to the show the manager at Matlock Town. Here's Paul Phillips. Well, Paul, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, 4 points this past week, including an away win, I repeat, an away win at Gainsborough, which is incredibly tricky. So are you happy with the points total you've got this past week?
No, not at all. I think we should have had six. We started off really well Tuesday evening. Then they did everything they could second half to spoil what could have been a good game. Time wasted. Took out times with the substitutions. It was one of them games where we've tried to stay on the front foot, but they've done everything they can to spoil it. What could have been a good spectacle of a football game?
But all that being said, Paul, as well, when it comes to, you know, the past fortnight, you know, that we caught up after the FC United game to get that draw the way you did with 10 men to get that win against Trinity, the performance then against Ashley United. I mean, do you feel like it's setting up quite nicely now for the running for Matlock Town?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're only 3 points off. Bucks in the game in hand. Obviously, South Shields, I think they're a point in front of us, aren't they? So it's tight as you want it to be. It's good for the neutral. No good for my nerves. I'm sure it's no good for everyone else's. But again, that's where you want it to be. You want it to be competitive. And like we said all the way along, if you'd have told us going into the last 9 games that we'd be 3 points off top spot all to play for, we'd have snapped your hand off.
And when it comes to the running, it is all to play for because, like we touched upon here with Ashton United, they're, you know, currently in mid-table. You know, they've got themselves away from the relegation places. It is a cliche, no easy games in this league. So really, when it comes to the running, nothing certain, is it? Which I suppose, like you touched upon, it doesn't really do much for your heart rate.
No, there's nothing for certain. I said it's fair play to the league and the standard of the league. I think we said before that. For me, it's the hardest league to get out this year for a very long time. The players and the ability of players and the ability of managers in this league, and it's fair credit to all of them. It's a tough, tough league, and whoever wins it, you have to take it after them. But again, you look at Micklover, South Shields went to Micklover, got beat there. South Shields went to Ashton, got beat there. Hudson have been to Lancaster. We've been to places, and we're expected to turn teams over Lancaster at home, and it just isn't happening. So, to be fair, you have to take one game at a time. Hopefully, we've got obviously a big game coming up now Saturday, so we need to take 3 points out of that. It'll give us 7 points out of the last three. I still think we probably need 7 or 8 wins, the quality of the opposition we're up against, to win the league. So that's where we need to be honest.
Yeah, and when it comes to the running, there is. It's a bit early yet to say this, but I think we should start the campaign early to get BBC Radio Derbyshire to cover this game or even the national press. The Buxton game towards the end of the season could be huge, and it's just cracking for Derbyshire football, really, especially around the Peak District as well. What's going on between yourselves and Buxton, and throwing South Shields into the mix as well?
Yeah, definitely. Like I say, I think there was 2,500 there when we played them at home. Lucky enough on the day, we played really well and deserved to win. Going up there on the artificial pitch and obviously having the advantage, it'll be a tough ask because they're a very good team, got a lot of good players, great club. So again, for me, there's a long way to go to learn. There's a lot of football to be played before, a lot of twists and turns. So I think it's a team now, it sounds daft, who can be the most consistent and maybe win the home games and get as much away from home as possible. We've been realistically probably a little bit better away from home in the last few months than we have been at home, so we need to address that, and hopefully we can stick in there with the big guns and keep it going till the end.
And speaking of the home games, Atherton calls this weekend. We've touched upon it with Ashton. I mean, they're not fully safe yet, Atherton calls, so tough test this weekend.
Yeah, we went up there, and it's never a nice place to go, no disrespect to him. It's a blood and thunder ground, and beat to the last minute penalty, which was debatable to say the least, but to be honest, it was another game where we couldn't really do it, we didn't, and it bit us on the backside. But it'll be a tough game. Brad's got a good team there. I'm sure they'll have enough to stay in the league, and if he does that, it's a great job he's done. But we need to look after ourselves Saturday and make sure that we go into the game in the right mentality and hopefully take the 3 points and start scoring more goals than we have been doing.
And just a final point I need to bring up with you, Paul, as well, and that's Reece Kendall, who's he's in the contingency squad for England C, the only NPL player to be in the squad. I mean, that's some accolade for Reece, isn't it?
Yeah, and much deserved. Like I say, the lads, he come in, we got him for a little bit of money from Brighouse. The club took a chance on him and obviously trusted my knowledge and scouting that we've done on the lad. I did try to get him in at that previous club at Buxton, but Brighouse wouldn't sell him. But he comes from a great background. There's a lot more to come from him. I don't think he's the finished article, but if he uses that in the right way, I think he can bounce on and play professional football because he's got all the attributes to do that. He's just got to stay focused and make sure he does the right things on and off the pitch.
Paul Phillips, manager of Matlock Town, joining us here on the Pitching In NPL show. Right, let's go back to the league table and some results. So Matlock Town in third, 4 points for Matlock. That gives them a 4-point gap to Scarborough Athletic, who didn't play this past week. They're in fourth position. Scarborough have played a game more than Matlock and South Shields. The gap, incidentally, to Scarborough and Buxton, with both teams having played 34 games, is 7 points. So that's what we were kind of talking about last week, about the other teams in the title race consolidating. It looks like they've consolidated. So Scarborough kind of got themselves into a position that Nantwich Town got themselves in a few years back. Do you remember when Nantwich were comfortable in the playoffs? And I kept asking Dave Cook, how are you going to keep your players at it and motivated because the playoffs are coming up? That's the next challenge, isn't it, for Scarborough? They are 7 points inside the playoffs, so it's still they're not that comfy, but it's relatively comfy, isn't it, at the moment for them, James?
It is indeed, but you've got to keep in mind, though, they've got a massive game with Matlock coming out. So again, that could, if they get a 3 points out of that one, they could quite easily come back into the title race with how results are going. But yeah, it's more consolidation now if the results start going against them a little bit, and more than anything, stop them dropping into that little bit of a playoff race behind them at this moment.
Well, just to say, I mean, Warrington started the week with two games in hand over Scarborough. They finished the week with one game in hand, and they haven't moved. They got beat on Tuesday night by Morpeth Town at Craig Park by 2-0. Fantastic result for Morpeth. We'll come back to Morpeth in a second, but for Warrington there, Jonathan Greening will have seen that result on Tuesday night and gone, well, that's one of the games in hand gone, and Warrington stay 4 points behind us.
Yeah, double leg now they've had against Morpeth. We said this 3 weeks ago, that's so important for both sides to get something out of there. Morpeth has been a difficult place to go to, and they're a good, very tough side, as we've seen in the last couple of weeks. When you look at the Bamberidge, Staffords and Whitby's, they've still got a lot of games against them top five. So again, when teams take points of each other, I think it's fair to say that it's going to be a very, very tough ask, and they need a couple of snookers or a fair few draws just to propel themselves back in there at this moment in time.
You mentioned there about snookers. They got one from Nantwich on Saturday. Nantwich Town 1, Whitby Town 0. I mean, just from an FC United perspective and a Morpeth perspective, and even, you know, Stafford Rangers as well, we talked about earlier. FC United, you know, it's the same as what we said about Scarborough. They look at that result there and have gone, that's one of Whitby's games in hand there, and they've been beaten. The trouble is, FC United have got to go to Nantwich on Saturday themselves, so we'll wait and see. But a brilliant result last Saturday, beating Whitby Town, Joel Stair scoring up just after the hour mark to seal the points for Nantwich Town. That sees them open up a 6-point gap between themselves in 19th and second bottom, and that automatic relegation spot, Witton Albion. So, I mean, it's a fantastic result, that, for Nantwich Town. Let's have some post-match reaction from that Whitby Town win now. Here's Nantwich Town manager Dave Cook speaking with Nantwich Town's YouTube channel shortly after the final whistle.
Yes, so you're Dave Cook after Nantwich won. Dave, back-to-back wins. How good does that feel?
Well, fantastic. But we knew, you know, well, they're all tough games in our league, and Whitby hiding high, obviously in and around the playoffs. So I thought the lads today from 1 to 11 again put a shift in, worked hard, and I thought we totally deserved the victory. You know, second half I thought we were better. The goal, great goal, and look, I'm made up for all the lads, made up for everybody.
Yeah, not only is it back-to-back wins since first time since August, and it's also back-to-back victories for the first time since October. I've got that.
I think the side's looking a lot better now and looking a lot stronger. I thought we looked a decent footballing team today against a good side. I thought Josh Langley and Troy Bourne were immense at the back. I mean, we spoke about their pairing. I mean, Jacob Hazel's the leading scorer in the league, and I don't think he had a sniff. I don't think he had a shot today. So that's how well they did. Joel, you know, pops up with a winner. Jamie on the other side was tremendous. And look, Matt Bell came in there, and I thought he conducted the traffic. His positioning, you know, he's a seasoned professional, Matt, and he just held everybody together, gave the right information. And I thought Joe Robbins, you know, his football brain is great, gets out of little bits of trouble and plays the ball. So, look, they've all done well for me, and the forwards are always giving them a problem. So we look a lot better than we did 2 or 3 months ago.
Great momentum as FC United,
an
excellent tough game.
Oh yeah, I mean, look, they're another team in and around the playoffs. They'll bring a lot of supporters, you know, let's bring it on. It'll be a good game of football.
Nantwich Town manager Dave Cook there, speaking with Nantwich Town's YouTube channel after that 1-0 victory over Whitby Town last Saturday. And a link to Nantwich Town's YouTube channel is available in the description to this podcast. But a fantastic result, that one, for Nantwich. Elsewhere down the bottom end of the table, we mentioned Witton Albion. Witton Albion were beaten on Tuesday against Buxton, as we mentioned earlier. Grantham, you'd be forgiven, wouldn't you, if you were Grantham and that dressing room after the Witton Albion result and you know, the nature of that game, and you'd gone, well, that's us done and dusted now, isn't it? But what a performance against Morpeth Town on Saturday. Grantham Town beating them by 3-2. All kinds of stuff going on in this game. There's sendings off, late goals, left, right and centre, own goals. I mean, blimey, what a game and what a result for Grantham. We talked about the glimmer of light for playoff chasers. There's a glimmer of light there for Grantham. It's still 10 points to Hyde United, but what a way to bounce back.
Yeah, I mean, they're swinging at it, let's be honest, especially with the recent form. If they were playing like this at the start of the season, again, it's going to be a completely different situation for Grantham. Grantham are giving it a go, and they've got every capability, especially looking next couple of fixtures. Again, Bamber Bridge is coming weekend, Staley Bridge. It's against sides they need to pick the points up. It's only the Witton Albion game recently that they've dropped anything against positional rivals as such.
Well, Grantham Town there with a fantastic result over Morpeth. Let's talk about Hyde United. Hyde United were victorious, weren't they, on Saturday? A 1-0 away win at Atherton Coles. Very, very handy result, especially given on the same afternoon, Nantwich Town also won. That was a good Saturday for Hyde United.
Yeah, indeed. So, and again, their turn of form recently is a result they needed there, especially with how all the other results going on the day and across the country too. I know Witton have still got 3 games in hand, but they've given themselves a little bit of a breather. Witton dropped one in points again. Look at the goal difference as well. It's a 12-goal swing at this moment in time.
So that's the bottom four. Just to mention for Mickleover, Mickleover did get a point on Tuesday night, a good point as well, against Stafford Rangers. We've already touched upon Stafford Rangers. And that point sees Mickleover have that gap to themselves and to Nantwich and Hyde United. So pretty crucial. And I think, you know, John McGrath would have took that point on the way to Staffordshire before the game. So, good point, that one. Gainsborough Trinity, we mentioned their results there. 2 points above that grey area, that third bottom spot in the league table. As a Stalybridge Celtic, Stalybridge Celtic were beaten in a Tameside derby on Saturday by 2-1 by Ashton United. And incidentally, as we touched upon earlier, Ashton United with a very good 1-1 draw against Matlock Town on Tuesday night. So a good week for Ashton United. That sees them very much in mid-table land. And if results go a certain way this weekend, they could find themselves just a point behind Morpeth Town. So it's quite remarkable what's happened at Hurst Cross in recent weeks. Let's hear more from Ashton United now. And it's a big welcome back to the show to their manager. Here's Michael Clegg. Well, Cleggy, a big thank you for joining us. And 4 points from the past week or so, and it's four games unbeaten now, including three wins there and a handy result against South Shields as well. It's going pretty well at Ashton. How have you found the last few weeks or so?
Yeah, obviously, it was really tough to take the Grantham result because it was very good there that night and like horrific display for the last 10 minutes from the man in black cost us all 3 points. And it was a bitter pill to swallow that. But I think we kind of hit such a low that night that looking back, it is probably what we needed as a group. And we've been exceptional since then, to be honest.
I mean, we caught up, I think it was a month and a half or so ago, around Christmas time it might have been, actually. And you were saying, you know, I've got injuries, we've got games in hand. As soon as these players come back, it'll all be good. And that's essentially what's happened.
Oh, definitely. We had horrific problems the first 10 to 12 games with injuries and unavailability. And I think if you look at the form table over the last 20 games, we're pretty much up there. I think we're at about sixth or seventh, something like that, which I think could probably reflect the squad a bit more than where we are does. So yeah, it was it's been tough, but once we had and got our better players back, we've been really, really good.
So what's your target now? I was just speaking to you off air. You know, it's 12 points to the playoffs, and let's be honest, no one above you really is committed to run, going on a run of form at the moment. Let's say, but is it just a case of finishing the season well now and using this as a bit of a springboard? Or are you still looking over your shoulder a bit as well?
A bit of everything, really. Game at a time. It is key for us. We've done that before where we look at a block of games and probably take our eye off the next one, and that's not been a great way of planning for us. So I think now for me personally and the group which I spoke to, if we can win the Manchester Cup and finish ninth or above, I think after the 10th game, 12th game of the season, that will be a mega year for us. We, you know, there's been no real pressure on us from the chairman and from the club this year, despite a few rumours going around after a few bad results. But we kind of cut the budget in summer. We wanted to go back to basics for a year of getting lads at the club who want to be there and operating like one club, which I think we've really done. So that's been key, and I think. We start of the season, we wanted playoffs, and obviously that went out of the window very, very quickly. So once kind of we got to Christmas and we was down at that bottom bit, we got on an all right roll and then had a lot of games called off, and we was like, you know, if we could finish ninth, tenth, or above and win the Manchester Cup, we'd probably see that as a successful year, and we are on course for doing that. But we've got nine, I think, tough games left. Thinks eight of them are against the top 10, so it's still going to be a tough running.
Well, I did mention 12 points in the playoffs, and you know that those last four games: Scarborough, Whitby, FC Stafford. So if you win them, I think you'll be in the playoffs. To be honest.
Oh yeah, it sounds nice and easy. That
well, there's your 12 points right there. It's just maths, isn't it, Clegg?
So yeah, oh, really easy games. No, but I mean, we've got to go away to Morpeth, got to go away to Warrington, we've got to go away to Whitby, we've got to go away to Stafford. They're all really, really tough places to go. But for now, our focus is on Tom Shaw's Gainsborough on Saturday. It's going to be tough. They've improved a lot recently. I've got to a couple of their games over Christmas time and stuff. So we know how tough that's going to be. But we're pretty strong at home. We're in good form. It'll be as tough for them as it is us. But I think from our point of view, again, it's a big, big result in that. I think whoever gets that, the 3 points, well, if we don't draw that, we could probably stop looking over your shoulder for the last eight games. I would imagine take a lot to kind of pin us or Gainsborough back, whoever wins from Sunday onwards. So that's the aim of the game now for us. And then we will just take it game by game and see where we go.
Ashton United manager Michael Clegg there joining us here on the Pitching in NPL show. So Ashton United in 11th, leapfrogging over Atherton Coles and Lancaster City in recent weeks. So a good week for Ashton United. Atherton Coles, incidentally, after being beaten by Hyde United, won on Tuesday night, beating Bamber Bridge by 2-0. And James has already touched upon Bamber Bridge's form. But for Atherton Coles, that sees them up to 13th in the league table. That's a good result, that, for Atherton Coles, James.
Yeah, again, good recovery there. And again, just going off the weekend's results gives them that little bit of a breathing space as well. We've seen before about teams who could potentially sign off for a season. I think Atherton, we'll come to Radcliffe in a second. Lancaster, Atherton and Radcliffe have got the best chance this weekend to say, that's it, we're done, with a good result.
One last result to talk about from the week that's just gone, James, and it involves your very own Radcliffe, a very good 3-0 win over Basford United. We touched upon Radcliffe last week. They weren't quite done yet. You've already touched upon it. Another win, and it'll be okay-ish. It'll be okay at that point, do you think? So a very handy 3 points, that one. And also sees them, incidentally, leapfrog over Basford into 14th.
Yeah, I mean, again, if results had gone another way on a Saturday, the Lancaster, Atherton and Radcliffe would be safe. But as we touched on before, the league's unpredictable at this moment in time, realistically. But for both of them teams, they both needed a win just to stable themselves.
Well, let's hear it from the player-manager now at Radcliffe. It's a big welcome back to the show to Bobby Grant. Well, Bobby, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations on that sterling performance against Basford United last Saturday. Sees your leapfrog over Basford in the league table. How was the game on Saturday? You scored as well, we should say.
Performance was, you know, the performance against Basford represented myself as a manager, represented what we're trying to achieve at this football club, and what got us the good run of form at the start of the season. Or the start of when I took over, certainly when we won, you know, 10 out of 12, we were back to them levels against Basford. And, you know, we kept a clean sheet. We scored 3 goals. The work rate was outstanding from every single player. And when you work hard and you're prepared to put the effort in, you'll win games of football. And that's what we've done.
And with that result, as I said, you leapfrogged over Basford, but you've joined the mid-table gang, let's call it, you know, Ashton United, Atherton, Lancaster and Basford. Because beneath you in the league table, it's still awfully competitive. We're just waiting to see if Witten and Grantham can really put the pressure on. But it's a bit nervy, I'm going to suggest, for a fair few teams in mid-table land at the moment. So I'm going to suggest you need just a couple more wins and it's a bit more comfortable. Maybe.
Yeah, I think you're spot on, Ben. I think it's one of them positions in the table where there's a lot of teams who are fighting to stay in the division. There's teams who probably have took the foot off the gas because they think they're comfortable when, you know, the league table is very, very tight. And we're one of them teams who are in that middle pack. And it's definitely a case of we need another couple of wins under our belt. And, you know, there's 9 games to go. There's still a lot of football to be played. There's a lot of points up for grabs. And, you know, if you take your foot off or you're not prepared or you mentally think that you're safe, then, you know, you could get a real, real shock come the end of the season. And, you know, that's my job now as the manager of this football club to make sure that we don't take our foot off the gas. And the next 9 games, we've got some difficult games coming up, but they're all games that you should look forward to. And if we're prepared to put ourselves in the right frame of mind, both physically and mentally, then we'll be more than okay.
And I was going to say, you touched upon, you know, the brilliant run the club went on when you first took over. But for you as the manager, you must be really itching for safety, for guaranteed safety, because then you can start to think about next season. And, you know, I know you said the performance on Saturday was very much the performance you want from a Bobby Grant side. But you must be really eager to get to pre-season so you can start to really shape the team in the way you want.
Yeah, I think that's a massive part of the planning is, you know, we need to, first and foremost, make sure that we secure our place in this division. And, you know, that comes down to hard work over the next 9 games. And, you know, the sooner we can do that, the better, as you say, so that we can plan for next season. And, with the, some of the players we've got, without some of the players we've got, who knows? Football changes, you know, all the time. And, you know, I, on a personal level, I just can't wait for, you know, to be able to plan properly, to be able to put a structure and a plan in place with the chairman, with the owner, and move forward and take this club to where it needs to go. But first and foremost, we need to make sure that we're in this division next season, and every bit of focus, every bit of time, every bit of planning is to make sure that we are in this division. And, you know, we take each game as it comes, and that starts with Buxton on Saturday.
Yeah, let's talk about these games coming up then. You're quite right, you've got to take each game as it comes and all that. But when I look at the, with no disrespect to Stanley but Celtic, when I look at the next four games for Radcliffe, they're horrible games, aren't they? You've got Buxton, Morpeth, Warrington and Matlock. At that point, after that, we don't know where Stalybridge Bridge are going to be in the league table. Then you've got Whitby, you've got Witten, and then you finish things off with a nice home game against Atherton Coles and then an away trip to Scarborough. So, as I said earlier, just a couple of wins, Bobby. That's all you need. It's tough.
Listen, it's a tough fixtures when you look at them on paper and you look at league standards, etc. But I honestly believe, of, you know, witnessing this league for the first time as a player and as a manager this season, that on any given day, any team can beat anyone. You know, I think we've seen that when Aston turned over South Shield, they beat us. And, you know, you have other Nantwich picking up points. And when you go into these games, it's, you know, I think if you turn up and you apply yourself properly, and we apply ourselves as a team with the right mentality, and we're in the right place, then I have no doubt that we can go and beat these type of sides. You know, and as I say, it starts with Buxton on Saturday, but some of these teams might think that they'll just walk over us. But I can honestly say that if we're in the right frame of mind and we can conduct ourselves properly, then we can beat anyone in this division.
Bobby Grant there, player manager at Radcliffe, joining us on the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for all the results from last week. And we're going to be joined by Thomas Feeney in a second with a full fixture preview for this weekend's matches. James, just before you go, you know what? I don't feel like doing the disclaimer. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to bother. But if you want to keep across all the matches this weekend, as they happen, and they will all happen, touch wood, as I say this on Wednesday, pre-recorded. James, how can people keep up to date with everything that's going on in the world of the Northern Premier League?
On Twitter at Northern Prem, Facebook, Instagram, and on TikTok, it's official Northern Prem. And as you listen to this on a Friday or a Saturday, there's still time to vote in the Goal of the Month competition, which you can see on the YouTube page and on the Twitter, where you can pick from Richard Coulson of Dunstan, Ryan Watson of Scarborough, Magwell Mogambi from Histon, Danny Draper of Wisbech, Derry Robson at Belper, Aaron Heswell, Ossett Albion, Radcliffe's own Matthew Crothers, Scott Warren from Leek, Gareth Pete from Aberton, Benjamin Parkinson of Stocks with Pat Steele, and Slinde Tutuwande, Thorgram from Town, all to pick from there. Vote closes on Sunday night at 9 p.m. I can finally breathe again.
Well, James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us this week. You keep up the excellent work, and we'll catch up next week, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, man.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us this week. But it's now time to gaze into the future and this weekend's matches in the NPL Premier Division for Saturday, the 12th of March. And joining me down the other end of the line now on a Wednesday afternoon, not the 12th of March, but the... what day is it today? The 9th of March. It's Thomas Feeney, non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines. Hello, Thomas. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you, mate. How are you?
I'm all good. We should say my disclaimers now, famous last words and all that, but I don't feel like I need them this week. So I'm not even going to mention, you know, check social media and all that on Saturday. Just bear in mind that on Wednesday, when we pre-recorded this bit of the show, hopes were high. Thomas, let's get straight into this, because there's plenty of games that we need to look upon. Let's talk about the top three. The league leader is currently Buxton, taking on Radcliffe, hosting Radcliffe. South Shields, 2 points behind Buxton with a game in hand. They're travelling to Basford United, whilst Matlock Town are hosting Atherton Coles. Matlock, 3 points off top spot with a game in hand. Right, Thomas, Buxton first against Radcliffe. They've hit a good vein of form all of a sudden, Buxton. Expecting it to carry on Saturday?
I would be, yeah. And I think here we are. We have got a proper title race here, because I think it is just with this league and how inconsistent everyone seems to be. You know, even the top sides, you look and think one of these teams has the capability to just go on, you know, a nice little run. And it is Buxton that are the ones that have done that. Obviously, you know, they also had that horrible run where they went six without a win. Now, all of a sudden, they've got a couple of games unbeaten and the top now. They're there to be shot at. And it's how they handle that, because before they went on that bad run, you know, they were the team that everyone was going, well, it's them or South Shields. That should be it. And then they go on this terrible run. So it's going to be very interesting to see just how they cope with that. But, you know, all in all, they're in a very good position going into this final running.
Yeah, Radcliffe, we obviously had Bobby Grant on the show earlier. You know, a good result for them last Saturday. Pretty much, I think I'm safe in saying this, you know, that 3-0 game space for pretty much making it a bit difficult for them to get dragged into the relegation picture. A diplomatic way of putting it, let's say. But let's go back to the title race and talk about South Shields' match. South Shields travelling to Basford, coming off the back of that difficult game last Saturday at Stafford Rangers. It's a tricky game, this one, though, against Basford as well, isn't it, really?
Yeah, and, I think you look at South Shields' in form tables and everything, and it's pretty simple. If it was based on home form only, they're the team that are going up. Based on away form, and they've not won in the last five away league games, which, you know, they've gained 2 points out of a possible 15 away from home. That's not the form of a team that is going to eventually gain promotion. So I don't think you need to be a genius to work out they need to change that as soon as possible. And again, with Basford, they are that team that, to me, it's kind of just get to the end of the season and then the progress for them can begin again, because they went into this campaign, I think you'd say, you know, with a bit of optimism with what could happen. Obviously, it's not gone the way they'd have expected, and a lot of change now coming both on and off the pitch. So it's all about them just get to the end of the season and then see what happens.
And admittedly, this is football webpage is the stat that I'm about to come up with. But South Shields' away form is worse than Basford's away form. I know Basford at home, but I just thought that was interesting as I was looking at that table there. But Matlock Town, do you reckon, speaking of form, Matlock have suddenly they've strung some results together. They've become difficult to beat. They're three games unbeaten now. Do you reckon they've just about turned the corner now, or is there still question marks for the running for Matlock?
It's a very interesting one, because, you know, I think a point against FC United is a good result. I think beating Gainsborough away from home, when you look at Gainsborough's home form, was a fantastic result. And then they play Ashton United, who have hit a nice little run of form themselves. That was always going to be a tough game. So I think for them, this is kind of a good marker for them to play Atherton, who, in fairness to them, got a really good result against Bamber Bridge last time out. You know, I think this is the thing. There are no bankers in this league. You know, there isn't one team where you go, right, they're going to lose every game and every, you know, and it's kind of how these teams handle the expectation on them. Because you look at Matlock and where they were, you know, at the start of the season, I don't think many people were saying, right, they're going to be, come the end of it, really in a title race, you know. So for them, they've done really well so far. And that win against Gainsborough is good. And now it's all just about, you know, draw against Ashton, probably a little bit disappointing just because they were at home. But then, you know, now it's all about going and trying to make it four games unbeaten rather than it being a case of, what, three draws.
Let's talk about Scarborough, because Scarborough obviously didn't play last week. They had a weekend off because they played more games than most of the teams around them. But I was thinking, because Scarborough this weekend taking on Stafford Rangers, so what a way to return to action in the league. But I was thinking, I've got a distant memory of interviewing Dave Cook at Nantwich Town, because there was a season where Nantwich were just in the playoffs. They were there. No one was questioning whether they were going to make it or not. I don't think anyone was... I don't think they could have made a title run at that period of time. And my question to Dave Cook was, how do you keep going in that instance, you know, to get a bit of form going for the playoffs, the actual playoffs more than anything? It's not quite done yet for Scarborough. And I think a lot of it depends on what happens on Saturday. A tricky game, this one, hosting Stafford Rangers. Stafford Rangers with some good results recently, good on the road. A win for Scarborough, would you say that's it then? That's the playoffs secured. A defeat, would you say the playoffs are still on for Scarborough? Or what would you say if they got beat? I don't know, because it's still 7 points to Whitby. But Whitby do have a game in hand. So an important game is basically what I'm trying to say here, Thomas, for Scarborough.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go one better. I think this is the game of the weekend. I really do. Both teams are in a fantastic run of form, you know, lengthy unbeaten runs. And I think this is one of those games that for Stafford Rangers, I'd almost go and say for aspirations to get into the playoff, it feels like a six-pointer for them, because if they win that, they're then only 6 points off Scarborough with a game in hand. And obviously, you know, that's not discounting Warrington and Whitby and FC United, you know, the teams that are just above them. And for Scarborough, it's, you know, it has been such an incredible run, because, you know, before this run started, you know, there were questions being asked about Jonathan Greening and about the squad. And, you know, he kind of said, look, trust me here. I know what I'm doing. I know that this group has got a run in them. And it is all about keeping that going, because I think the worst thing you can do is kind of when you limp into the playoffs. And, you know, yes. So I know with the playoffs, you know, it is kind of anything can happen. But normally when a team does go in without much momentum, they're pretty much picked off in that first game. So that'll be something for Scarborough to hopefully look forward to, you know, going forward. But the playoffs, they're not theirs just yet. I'd say they need another three or four good results. And that obviously, you know, is dependent on the teams that are just below them as well, because it is not out of the question for a Whitby or an FC United or a Warrington to go on a, you know, 5-6 game winning run and really put pressure on the teams above them.
Or a Stafford, and we should say, you know, Stafford 9 points behind Scarborough with a game in hand. And like you said, introducing this fixture, you know, Stafford have been on an incredible run, and it's only, what is it, 8 more games? Or 7 more games to go after this one. So, yeah, very exciting. Let's talk about another one of those teams who've been in the playoffs for a while now. That's Warrington. Warrington travelling to Stalybridge this weekend. Stalybridge not quite safe yet. In fact, I mean, we touched upon it last week on the monthly show, but that group of teams there, Michelob, Gainsborough, Stalybridge, you know, Hyde United in that grey third bottom spot at the moment, 2 points behind Stalybridge. This is, you know, one of these games which is going to be a nightmare for Warrington, especially given what happened against Morpeth as well. They've got to get the momentum back.
Yeah, they really do. And I think, you know, going to Morpeth away from home is always a tough game, but it is that thing for Warrington of, you look at their away form, their last 5 away games, they've gained 1 win. And, you know, I know there's 2 draws thrown in there as well, and a, you know, a point away at Buxton is nothing to be sniffed at. But again, it is just that whole thing of, they just need to keep on going here and kind of not look too much behind their shoulders per se, because the reality is there is going to be a team just below who goes on a form of run. So it is kind of just fully focused on themselves. And again, there's a lot on the line for Stalybridge in this. And I think this is where this league is so good, is there are very few teams, you know, with not that much of the season left to go, that you would say have got not much to play for. You know, pretty much, you know, you'd say 3/4 of the teams in the league have got definitely an aspiration to either stay up or get into them playoff places or to get top.
Let's talk about one of those teams who'll be looking to catch Warrington and maybe, well, definitely they'd really want to catch Scarborough. That's Whitby. Whitby travelling to one of those teams who've definitely got something to play for at the moment, Witton Albion. Tricky game, this one, for Whitby as well, in all fairness. They're 3 points behind Warrington. Warrington do have the better goal difference, so I don't think Whitby can finish Saturday at 5 o'clock in fifth position. But they'd like to get to 55 points, wouldn't they, on Saturday? But there's easier places to do it. Witton need a result. They've got games in hand, but they need to be winning these games.
Yeah, definitely. And, I think for Whitby, the form just recently, it's been very hit and miss. And, you've got to say, if they're going to get into them playoff places, this is one of those games that they've got to try and get something from. But you look at Whitton and their results over the last month, while they've had some disappointing results, they've gained victories as well. And, that win at Ashton United near the start of February kind of shows what the group is capable of. And again, it's that dangerous thing of, at what point do you go, right, we've got games in hand, we're not panicking, we know we can get enough points from these games that we've got coming up to, right, we need to get points, we need to get some results. And I think for Witten, look at the last two defeats, Nantwich, who have found that bit of form in Buxton, who are top of the table. You're looking at them thinking, right, don't overly panic, but then they've got Hyde United, the game after this, and, that's going to be a massive match. So they want to be going into that with a little bit of something, whether it be a point or 3 points.
And with regards to, that Hyde United match coming up for Whitton, we touched upon it already, there's just so many important games all over the place. That takes us to this one. Nantwich Town against FC United of Manchester. Both teams needing a win. Nantwich, a win would take them up to 39 points, which could see them up to 16th, which a couple of weeks ago, they were never going to be 16th, were they, Nantwich Town, a couple of weeks ago. But that's the possibility this weekend if results go a certain way. For FC United, they didn't play that on Saturday. They finished the Phoenix Trophy match against AKSV and they look at the league table, they look at the results and go, well, that's not been a bad Saturday. They look at the results on Tuesday, they go, well, that's not been a bad Tuesday. They're still in this, still. However, there's not much room for error here. And that then takes us to this game against Nantwich at the Weaver Stadium. Big game for both clubs.
Massive game. And I think, like you said, it's kind of been, if you want a team to, at the end of two match days, go, right, we've not played, but that's gone okay. That's FC United for you, because if you'd have said that they'd not won the last four league games, but would be in this position where it's still, there's still a real possibility of them getting into them playoff places, of course they'd have taken it. I think for Nantwich, you'd look at them results and think they've got Buxton, South Shields, and then three others, and they're going to win the games against the three others. That's a fantastic run of form, really, for a team that are fighting for their lives, really. And it's whether or not they look at FC United of Manchester and go, let's make it three wins in a row, three home games that have been won in a row. If they can do that, they've got real momentum. And like you said earlier, a couple of weeks ago, especially after the loss against Buxton, I think it was kind of one of those where you're just thinking, they're sliding away a little bit. It's just not going the way. But that win against Stalybridge will have given them a lot of confidence. And then they've been able to back that up with a few home wins as well. And it just shows you that, the fight to stay up really is, it's still there for so many teams.
Yes. Let's talk about that fight. Grantham Town, they're travelling to Bamberbridge this weekend. And Bamberbridge are 6 points outside the playoffs. Their form's not been great recently. Grantham, what a gutsy performance that was against Morpeth, especially given, what happened in their previous out in Grantham. Can they do it this weekend? Can they beat Bamberbridge and really get everyone above them slightly nervous? I mean, it was a great escape anyway, but then to suffer that defeat to Whitton and then, bounce back the way they did, they're going to think it's still on, aren't they?
Well, I think they've got to, you know, they've got to keep fighting with this. And I think, you know, the big thing that Dennis Green has made really clear was that they would keep fighting. They would never give up. And I think it's very easy to say that, but when you're taking over a team that are in the position they're in, you're almost thinking, can they do that? Because actions are louder than words. And absolutely fair play to them, because I think that loss against Witten, you're kind of looking at that and thinking, right, that's a massive loss. It's whether or not they've got that fight in them. And to beat Morpeth the way they did, and just with the circumstances in play, it felt like a massive 3 points. You know, it kind of, that could be the result if they pull off this great escape, where you would say, right, that was the turning point for them. But they've got to back that up now. And away to Bamber Bridge, who they've lost four in a row. They're not on a good run of form in the slightest. But if they were to keep some kind of charge going towards them playoffs places, they need to win this game. So it really is an absolutely crucial match for both teams involved.
Let's talk about Morpeth. Morpeth are taking on Mickleover. Mickleover kind of got themselves away from the relegation places, thanks to the form of Nantwich. More than anything, they've kind of been dragged back towards that third grey area relegation spot.
It must just be so frustrating for them to win five games in a row, a tough loss against Scarborough, a good point against Stafford, and to not be further away from them, well, that grey area relegation place. Because if you'd have said you're going to pick up, you know, five straight wins, a good point against Stafford as well, and fine, okay, a loss in that, but against an informed Scarborough, and you're not really going to be as far away as you'd be expecting to be. You know, it must be really frustrating for them, because, you know, just that little run of form there, normally that pushes you a little bit further up the table. But again, because so many teams are taking points off each other, that's not been the case.
And one last game, and speaking of that, with Gainsborough Trinity travelling to Ashton United, and Ashton United have, in the blink of an eye, got themselves away from any chatter of relegation and are now in 11th, and could, if results go a certain way this weekend, find themselves a point behind Morpeth Town in 10th. So it's been a pretty good recovery. Gainsborough, it's still all to play for, unfortunately for them, at this stage. They need to get themselves to where Ashton are, pretty much, which is 5 points up the road.
Yeah, with Gainsborough, I think it has just been a talking point for so long, just how good their home form's been, and then away from home, how poor it's been. I think it's two losses at home, and then it's one win away from home, which, it tells the story why they are where they are. And, you know, full credit to Ashton United. And I think the confidence that they had in the situation they were in, that there wasn't really a panic station. It kind of was, look, they're going to be returning. Those games are winnable. And, you know, fair play to them that they've been able to kind of do that, because there are teams that they fall into that trap where they go, right, well, you know, these two players will return and we'll be fine. And then it doesn't happen. And all of a sudden, you know, there is real panic station. So I think this is kind of one of those games for Ashton where they can kind of just move just that little bit further on. You know, I think I wouldn't say right now, you know, it is any need for panic stations, but they certainly do need to keep picking up a few more points to be able to, you know, cement their stay in the league this season.
And the reason why we call it a grey area is because that third spot is measured against other third bottom spots in the rest of the step three level of the non-league game, and the worst record gets relegated. So the good news is for the likes of Gainsborough, Mickleover, Hyde, Stalybridge, Nantwich, you keep winning, you keep pressurising each other, your points per game goes up and makes it more or less impossible for the likes of the clubs in the Southern League or the Central League to catch you. So it all helps is basically what we're trying to say. But then you've got to factor in what Witten and Grantham are capable of. So, yeah, More on that on next week's show. Just a mention for Tuesday, Thomas. There is one game on Tuesday night as well. Lancaster City hosting South Shields. South Shields, results go a certain way, could be, if let's assume Bucks and South Shields both win at the weekend. This is South Shields' game in hand on Tuesday. Could see them leapfrog over Buxton and go a point clear of them, having both played 35 games at that point. However, has anyone ever said this on the show? There's no easy games in this league. It's Lancaster City, who, for all intents and purposes, are in 12th. They're not going to make the playoffs, I don't think they're going to get relegated. So they've got not much to play for. However, this on Tuesday night is a horrible game for South Shields, proving there's no easy games in this league. And no one's ever said that on this show before. Thoughts, Thomas, just free go on that one on Tuesday?
I think that needs to be trademarked, first of all.
I know. No one's ever said it before. Yeah, I don't know why no one's ever said it. Just to say, I did miss off Lancaster taking on Hyde United on Saturday as well. Apologies for that. It's exactly what I just said there for South Shields. It's a tricky game for South Shields. It's certainly a tricky game for Hyde, both involving a team like Lancaster City, who at home, I don't think anyone in the league would want to go there at this stage, because it's a relaxed Lancaster City as well.
Yeah, and they can be the worst teams to play when the pressure's off and they can just kind of express themselves a bit. And, you know, Mark Fell's talked about keeping in the league is always an achievement, and it's kind of now, you know, certain players are kind of playing, you know, for their future for next season as well. So there is always that bit of pressure on players, but there isn't that immediate pressure, which, you know, sometimes it falls into teams' hands.
Well, it's certainly going to be a very, very interesting week to come, and certainly going to be a very interesting month and a half, that's for sure, that we've got left of the season. Thomas, a big, big thank you for joining us once again on the Pitching in NPL show for a bit of a fixture preview. I was saying to you off air before we came on, there's not too many of these shows left. In fact, I think you've got one appearance left now.
One left?
Yeah. So
will my contract get extended for next season?
I'm pretty sure. As well as, you know, that one show coming up in April, I'm pretty sure we'll have you on for the season finale as well. But Thomas, just before we go, just a quick plug for your work. How could people keep abreast of everything that's going on in your non-league football in mind?
Well, yeah, if you want to be bored, Richard, it's at Thomas Feeney on Twitter. And it's very busy at the minute, and there's plenty of Northern Premier League action coming up with it as well.
Well, a big thank you to Thomas Feeney for joining us on this week's show. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.